Press News from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
President Hakainde Hichilema described late former cabinet minister Adson Tijani as a strong individual with a clear sense of purpose. Central Province Minister Mwabashike Nkulukusa pledges to crack down on unauthorized mining activities in the province. In international news, Ethiopia has sentenced five individuals to death for human trafficking. And in sports, Zescondola girls draw Sundowns in COSAFA Champions League.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. President Hakainde Hichilema has paid tribute to the late Adson Tijani, former cabinet minister, at the official funeral service, describing him as a strong individual with a clear sense of purpose. Speaking at the church service at Anglican Cathedral of the Holy Cross in Lusaka, President Hichilema observed that Mr. Tijani was known for his articulate communication style, and his words were consistently backed by action, also highlighting his ability to remain steadfast in the face of adversity. Adson Tijani, 67, passed away on the 28th of July 2025 at Netcare Garden City Hospital in Johannesburg, South Africa, after an illness. President Hichilema granted Tijani a state funeral, underscoring his significant contributions to Zambia's development. Tijani has been laid to rest at Leopards Hill Memorial Park in Lusaka. Central Province Minister Mwabashike Nkulukusa has declared that the province will have zero tolerance for illegal mining, signaling a significant crackdown on unauthorized mining activities in the province. On the People's Voice, on Voice of the People program this morning, Mr. Nkulukusa emphasized that illegal mining offers no benefits to the country, citing increased sales of the extracted minerals to foreign entities. He pointed out that such activities do not only pose significant risks to the lives of the miners, but also deprive the nation of potential revenue. He noted that minerals that are found in the country are for the people. However, the minister emphasized that safety for miners has to be prioritized, hence the need to practice structured illegal mining.
Illegal mining doesn't benefit anybody. Many of the illegal miners think they benefit. They don't benefit. Most of the time, they risk their lives. It's just a matter of time. Some of them might not be there next month, other month. I'm sure we hear in every event where there is illegal mining, 20 people have died, 5 people have died. It's a risk. That's number one, to their lives. Number two, most of that illegal mining doesn't benefit the country, because in most cases, the few people that benefit, very few, will get a little bit of resources, but that little bit of resources is negligible. So in all aspects, when you look at it, it is not good for the economy, illegal mining. What is good for the economy is structured mining. And structured mining means it is legalized.
Opposition Patriots for Economic Progress President Sean Tembo has called for prudent usage of natural resources. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Tembo disclosed that it is unfortunate that most Zambians are living in poverty, despite being in a country that has abundant resources. Mr. Tembo encouraged Zambians to venture into income-generating activities such as agriculture, making use of fertile land the country has. He further advised government to make it easy for youths to access mining licenses, for them to benefit from the minerals, I beg your pardon.
I want Zambia to succeed. I want the Zambian people to succeed. And I find it very shameful that the majority of our people should be wallowing in poverty despite the resources that we have. When you talk about resources, Mr. Zoro, you know that even just having fertile land, you know, just land to be able to cultivate is a big resource. When you go to our neighbor here, eastern neighbor, Malawi, despite it being small, about a third of it is water, like Malawi. Okay? A third of it is water. And then another third is mountains. So the portion of land in Malawi which exists for farming is just a small fraction, maybe half of Lusaka province. And yet, Malawi earns its forex from farming. They are the biggest sugarcane farmers in the region, the biggest tobacco farmers in the region, far bigger than Zambia. You understand? These are people who have very limited resource. And when we say resource, we are not even talking about minerals, just the land to cultivate. But they're doing far better than us. Us, we've got vast land.
The Veterinary Association of Zambia, VASZ, has expressed concern over the continued use of caged wild animals for public exhibition at the agriculture and commercial shows, at the agricultural shows and fairs across the country. The association cited the recent 97th Zambia Agriculture and Commercial Show in Lusaka as an example where live wild animals, including lions and vultures, were displayed in confined and unnatural enclosures. According to President of VAZ, Dr. Malcolm Chiova, this practice is inhumane, outdated and inconsistent with modern principles of animal welfare, ethical wildlife stewardship and conservation. The association highlighted the potential harm caused to the animals and raised concerns about public safety, particularly with the exhibition of predators like lions in populated settings. VAZ has since urged show organizers, exhibitors, and the Department of National Parks and Wildlife to discontinue this practice immediately, instead suggesting the need for promoting more ethical and impactful alternatives such as virtual wildlife experiences, documentaries, and community-based conservation programs.
At agricultural shows and fairs across the country, we have observed both in the past and just ended 97. Zambia National Agricultural Commercial Show in Lusaka, a disturbing practice involving the display of wild animals, including lions and vultures. Okay, within confined and unnatural enclosures, this practice is inhuman, outdated, and inconsistent with modern practices of animal welfare and ethical wildlife stewardship and conservation. Therefore, we encourage the Department of National Parks and Wildlife to immediately stop that. There are several alternatives to do that, and they are more ethical and impartial. It includes virtual and augmented reality wildlife experiences, high-quality documentaries, and interactive education.
In international news, Ethiopia has sentenced 5 individuals to death for human trafficking, marking the first time such a punishment has been issued for this crime in the country. The group was convicted in connection with operations along the dangerous eastern route, a path used by thousands of migrants traveling from the Horn of Africa through the Red Sea and Yemen to the Gulf states in search of work. The decision follows a recent maritime tragedy where dozens of Ethiopian migrants drowned off the coast of Yemen, underscoring the deadly risks many face at the hands of trafficking networks. Ethiopia's justice authorities described the ruling as a turning point in the fight against human trafficking. Specialized task forces have been established within law enforcement and judicial bodies to strengthen investigations and protect victims. Although capital punishment remains legal in Ethiopia, its enforcement is rare. The last known execution occurred more than a decade ago. Still in international news, the United Nations Food Agency has warned that families trapped within the besieged Sudanese city of El Fasher face starvation. The World Food Programme, WFP, said it had not been able to deliver food to the city in the Western Darfur region by road for more than a year. El Fasher has been surrounded by paramilitary fighters from the Rapid Support Forces, RSF, for nearly 16 months, determined to seize it from Sudan's army. The WFP warning comes as local activists have already begun reporting deaths by starvation in the city, which is still home to about 300,000 people. Sudan was plunged into a civil war in April 2023 after a vicious power struggle erupted between the army and its former ally, the RSF, creating one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. We now take a break and we'll return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
iCare from NAPSA has officially launched. You can now access your account and NAPSA services in a smarter, faster, and more secure way. Visit iCare.napsa.co.